Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. Midlife. Before midnight. Before I removed my pink straw hat to allow the midsummer wind to anoint my thinning hair. Before the arriving train cleaved the stillness. Before I pressed play on my iPod to hear Charles Mingus pluck the invocation of "Better Get Hit in Your Soul" as if his fingers were question marks for the fretboard. Before I wordlessly rooted for the rat I saw scrambling along a length of track to cross safely as the station began to fill with the cold, rank tunnel air oncoming trains push before them. Before I took the long way to the 7 train. Before all the post-party chatter on the Q train with more friends than I thought I had. Before the last glass of wine I'd ever have. A red that brimmed in me all night and well into sleep. Before I was running late because I'd fallen asleep listening to Bowie's Low album and I walked into April's living room to find the surprise party she'd thrown for me. Before I closed my eyes, my bedroom window opened and Brooklyn's Saturday afternoon noises soundtracking the color blotched behind my eyelids. Before the sleepy commute home from the bus depot, easing coffee between my barely parted lips. Before the bus ride home too big for the seat, head lolled against the window with Tegan and Sarah's The Con tangling in my half-dreams as the bus wound the back roads of New Jersey. Before I boarded the bus at the abandoned gas station in New Hope, Pennsylvania. Before I walked the towpath where one wasp chased me after a half mile and the quiet muddy river that's also the state line and the sunlight on my back. Before I kissed you goodbye for the first time after we thought we'd said our final goodbye. Before we walked from your room along the abandoned railroad tracks over the creek with the birds and crickets and frogs all telling us it was morning each in their own ostinato. Before we clung to each other like it was a mercy we'd ever been allowed to touch. Before I woke you and you were still asleep and I held my breath because I had been certain we had broken everything sweet and tender between us. Before we fell asleep exhausted and sweat damp. Before my beard and nose burrowed in the crook of your neck. Before we stood on the gravel looking skyward as I pointed out the Big Dipper. Before you kissed me like I was afraid you'd never kiss me again. And I was made of gratitude because you picked up when I called to see if you wanted to try. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.